గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. సో టుడే వీఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు రీడ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవత్ మహాపురాణం కంటో 10 చాప్టర్ 21 టెక్స్ట్ 7. శ్రీ గోప్యః ఉచ్చుః అక్షణతాం ఫలమిదం నపరం విదామః. సఖ్యః పశున్ అనుబివేశ్య యతోర్భయస్యై వక్త్రం వ్రజేశ సుతయోరనుబేణుజుష్ట్రం. ఏర్వాణిపీతమనురక్తకటాఖ్యముఖ్యం శ్రీగోప్య ఉచ్చుః అక్షణతాం ఫలమిదం నపరం విదామః. సఖ్యః పశూన్ అనుబివేశ్య యతోర్భయస్యై వక్త్రం వ్రజేశ సుతయోరనుబేణుజుష్ట్రం. ఏర్వాణిపీతమనురక్తకటాఖ్యముఖ్యం అనువేశయతోర్భయస్యై. తం వ్రజేశ సుతయోరనుబేణుజుష్ట్రం. ఏర్వాణిపీతమనురక్తకటాఖ్యముఖ్యం శ్రీగోప్య ఉచ్చుః అక్షణ్వతాం ఫలమిదం నపరం విదామః. వివేశయ యతోర్భయస్యై వక్త్రం వ్రజేశ సుతయోరనుబేణుజుష్ట్రం. ఏర్వాణిపీతమనురక్తకటాఖ్యముఖ్యం ఉన్నతాం ఫలమిదం నపరం విదామః. సఖ్య పశూన్ననువివేశయతోర్భయస్యై వక్త్రం వ్రజేశ సుతయోరనుబేణుజుష్ట్రం. ఏర్వాణిపీతమనురక్తకటాఖ్యముఖ్యం. ఎనీ మాతాజీస్? శ్రీగోప్య ఉచ్చుః అక్షణతాం ఫలమిదం నపరం విదామః. సఖ్యం పశున్ననుబివేశయతోర్భయస్యై వక్త్రం వ్రజేశ సుతయోరనుబేణుజుష్ట్రం. ఏర్వాణిపీతమనురక్తకటాఖ్యముఖ్యం. వర్డ్ మీనింగ్, శ్రీగోప్య ఉచ్చుః. ది గోపీ సెడ్, అక్షణతాం ఆఫ్ దోజ్ హూ హ్యావ్ ఐస్, ఫలం ది ఫ్రూట్, ఇదం దిస్, न नट परम अदर विदामह उइनो सख्य ओ फ्रेंड्स पशुन दिकाओस अनुविवेशयतः कजिंग टू एंटर वन फॉरेस्ट आफ्टर अनदर वयस्य विथ देयर फ्रेंड्स ऑफ द सेम एज वक्त्रम द फेसेस ब्रजैस ऑफ महाराज नंद सुतय ऑफ द टू सन्स अनुवेणुजुष्टम पजेस्ट ऑफ फ्रूट्स यही बाय हुईच बा अर निपितम इम्बाइब्ड अनुरक्त लविंग कटाक्ष ग्लांसेस मुख्यम गिविंग अप ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपट बाय द फॉलोअर्स ऑफ हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन The cowherd girl said, Oh friends, those eyes that see the beautiful faces of the sons of Maharaj Nanda are certainly fortunate. As these two sons enter the forest, surrounded by their friends, driving the cows before them, they hold their flutes to their mouths and glance lovingly upon the residents of Vrindavana. For those who have eyes, we think there is no greater object of vision. But this translation is quoted from Srila Prabhupada's Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila 4.155. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has commented as follows. The gopis mean to say, O friends, if you simply remain in the shackles of family life in this material world, what will you ever get to see? The Creator has granted us these eyes, so let us see the most wonderful thing there is to see. What is that? Krishna. The gopis were aware that their mothers or other elders persons might hear their romantic words and disapprove, and thus they said, Akshanatam phalam. To see Krishna is the goal of all persons and not simply ourselves. In other words, the gopis indicated that since Krishna is the supreme object of love for everyone, why couldn't they also love him in spiritual ecstasy? According to the Acharyas, a different gopi spoke this and each of the following verses through text 19. Till text 19, the discussion will continue. Om Ajnanam Timirandhasya Jnanam Janashalaka Chakhurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale स्वयं रूप कदामहं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं वंदे अहम श्री गुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं सग्रजातं सहगणं रघुनाथं नितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्री श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखानितंश हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत श्रीराधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्रीराधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण So this is Venu Git in 10th canto. The previous verse described this Venu Rabha is sarvabhuta manoharam. This is attractive and enchanting to everybody in the whole universe. Sarvabhuta manoharam. Srutva vraja gopistriya. So that sarvabhuta manohara venurava, by hearing that super enchanting blissful sound of the flute by Sri Krishna while he was coming to Vrindavan from gazing field with the cowherd friends, many many cowherd friends, all these cows are in front and behind them. Within the cowherd friends, Sri Brajendra Sutayoho, both Krishna and Balaram, they are coming. And while they are coming, Sri Krishna blowing his flute, keeping the flute on his lips and blowing. That sound of flute is so captivating. Actually, this is not only, this cell phone comes from that only. They get this idea. If you dial particular number to particular person, will get the get your words. Others they will not get. And if you come and dial conference call, then everybody will get. So these are all idea coming from this Venudhvani. Krishna can play the flute in such a way. Those who have no much relation, loving relation with Krishna, they will get only the beautiful sound, such enchanting, beautiful sound, they will get captivated by that. And those who have some particular relation with Krishna, they will get the particular mood. What Krishna want to speak to that particular person, he will get that only. It is personal calling. Both at a time. We cannot use the phone like that. Our phone is not that up to date till yet. But Krishna's flute was that up to date. In one call, he can call to the universe individually and collectively both. So when these gopikas, they heard that Krishna flute, in their heart they have immense love for Krishna. And they were always trying their best to see Krishna, to serve Krishna. But because they are damsels, because they are girls, so many burdens are there, so they can't. So they are thinking, these boys are going all the day long with him and taking the benefit of their association, but we can't. So when morning after they get up and went to see Krishna, Krishna left for hiding. So they come to the terrace, come to the windows and see towards the forest. They can see at least going and waiting the whole day long when Krishna will come back. They can see. They can see. So when Godhuli Vela means afternoon before sunset, at that time they know that Krishna Balaram with Gopas and Gopas, they are coming now. So let us go to see. So they are finding their position. Somewhere in the top of the roof, somewhere in the window, some place. Actually, before they go, Krishna, while he was returning to Vrindavan, he will just dial his flute. When he is kissing his flute in the particular tone, this kissing is felt by the gopikas personally. And they become so much captivated, they can't control themselves. They become shameless, restless. They lose their patience, everything they lose, and they will become mad to see and meet Krishna. In that position, They are in the house. What to do? So by hearing the sound through their ear holes, so their heart beating increases. And they become so much mad and captivated. How? Kutha jaun, kutha paun murali badan. Where and how I will get the association of this flute player, Murali Badan. So, immediately they can't control themselves. So they will come to some secluded places. So they can't see, but they can hear only. Their heart becomes so much overloaded by this propensity of meeting and associating Krishna. So they could not think what to do now. So to get rid of this high load of their heart, heavy load, to get little relax, so Bayasya, their friend Gopikas, so they want to express their inner feelings to them so that they can get little light in their heart, because they are too much overloaded. But they cannot express the real inner feeling to the others. What they really, their love is their love. Their relation, their love, they cannot express. This is their feeling same. But without speaking, they cannot control their the heavy load of the heart. So you have to express something. So now, and many how their elders there and many other relatives are there in house. So how to get rid of them? They are feeling ashamed, and at the same time they have to speak something. They are in such a bewildering position. So these words of Gopikas tinged with supreme love and devotion. So that mood, that words of their proper mood, how others can understand except Krishna? That words were totally for Krishna. So no other entities can enter into that mood, that love and that emotion. But because they spoke something out of the ecstasy of that sound, so someone who can surrender with body, mind and words fully to their lotus feet of these Gopikas, by their mercy, by their blessings, you can get a fraction of understanding of their mood towards Krishna. So when we are going to describe their mood, what the Gopika spoke, Gopya Uchuhu, this is far, far beyond our capacity. Only we can dare to speak something about it by surrendering totally with whatever we have, mind, intelligence, body, thinking, feeling, speaking, everything, totally surrendering at their feet, begging for their mercy, so we can try to speak something. So these Gopikas, what they want to speak? They want to express something so that they can maintain and they can get their heart little relaxed. So they are speaking Akhyanatang Phalam. They sing, oh my dear friends, you know, you have eyes, Vidhata, the Creator have given you this particular object of vision. These eyes have given to you that you can see something. But if you cannot see, if you see in these household activities only, then these eyes becomes useless. Akhyanatam, when those who have eyes, those who are capable of seeing something, if they have some capability of seeing, So they should see something, some object. That will be the supreme perfection of vision. Supreme perfection of eyes to see something. If you can see, that is available here, Baba. He says, where will you see? It is here only available. So tell me, what is that? All the gopis say, what is that? Please tell me. I want to see it. So then they become so much captivated in that moment. Akshanatam phalam. That is the supreme perfection of the eyes. Supreme perfection of the vision. What is that? Tell me, what is that? So when they are going to speak, their throat, their voice gets choked. They could not speak it. Nayanam galadasrudharaya badanam gadgadarudhaya gira. In their choked voice, they can only speak that word, idam. That's it. What is the supreme perfection of vision? To see of the eyes. If you have eyes, what you can see? The best utilization of eyes. That's it. Idam. 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 Nothing more than that. Param vidam. We don't know anything better than that. This is the best among whatever you can see. We don't know anything better than this sight. And Baba, what is that? But they can't say it. They get choked. Only idam. This is the supreme perfection of eyes to see that, to get that vision. Idam. This is it. And nothing can be better than this sight. What is that? They can't speak anything. After some time gap, then they get, then they speak. You know, you want to see that? Just tell me, what is that? So, okay, here. What is that? Oh, my dear friends, actually, when these two sons of Brajesha Nanda Maharaj, the king of Braja, his two sons, Rama and Krishna, when both of them, among the cowherd boys, when they were walking behind the cows and gazing the cows, at that time making some peculiar sound, you know, gocharan sound, they will make some sound and take the name of the cows, and you know, because you don't have any experience of gazing cows, na? But if you go behind the pasu, they have to make some peculiar sound to get them to walk, make them walk. So this kind of very attractive, peculiar sound the Sakhas and Krishna Balaram used to make while they are gazing the cows, and while they are taking to forest, one forest to another forest. So behind the cows making that peculiar sound, these are going. And at the end, when they are coming towards back to Braja, at that time, cows are coming, because now and they have to come back to their back home to Godhead. Everybody is coming. So at that time, this Brajendra Sutayaha, these two sons of Nanda Maharaj, they took the flute to their mouth and blow. And at that time, their facial feature, the beauty of their face while they are making the sound through their flute, that beauty of their face in the forest at that time is the supreme object of our vision. If you can see that, then your holding this eyes is useless. Why are you keeping it? Actually, all the gopikas, from their beginning of the bath, from the day one, they are so much captivated, so much what I can say, into love of Krishna. So much attached and attracted towards Krishna. They don't want, how they will say that they are inside feeling? Because they cannot express the internal feeling of their among others. So now that's why they are saying Suta Yoho, that Rama Krishna both. Actually their desire not to speak of Rama, only Krishna. But because others they can understand their internal feeling, so they are in plural sense. These two, but actually not two, actually one. Sometimes they are saying in their mood, Anujustam, Venu, Anujustam means following the Venu. These cowherd boys, first cows, then cowherd boys, among the cowherd boys, among these two sons, one is following another. The boy who is behind the other, that boy, Krishna is always following Balaram. Balaram is in front, Krishna is behind. Behind that black is bluish boy. When this boy play the flute, oh, that's it. Idam. Idam phalam. That's it. You have to see that vision. When we think in the depth of this particular verse, it seems that this particular verse is spoken by Srimati Radharani. Because this can be his mood, her mood only. Jagat mohana krishna tahara mohini atayav sakalera para thakurani. That's why Radharani is the supreme. Krishna, by his rupa, guna, lila, madhurya, aishwarya, he can attract everybody, the whole universe, like anything. But Srimati Radhika, by his loving emotion, by his loving sentiments, he will fully captivated Krishna. Madana Mohana Mohini. So that's why, and this verse particularly, it seems that spoken by Srimati Radhika. She wants to embrace Krishna. She wants to see Krishna. She wants to associate with Krishna so intensely. Intense desire of love and sentiments. But when he is sucking, she is speaking to the friends and sakhis and manjaris among her groups. Now the desires are different. Radhika's desire is one thing, and the associates of Radhika's desire is another thing. The associates of Radhika's, the friends of Radhika, they will never think of personally meet Krishna and embrace Krishna. No, no, that is not their desire. Their desire is to somehow or other get them together. To get them together, that is their supreme bliss. Just like we have seen the creepers, lata, they always look forward some trees to grow. Like this. You have seen, no? The creepers, they will go with the help of tree. So Krishna Prema is the tree, Krishna Prema Vrikha, and the main creeper is Srimati Radhika. She is, with the help of Krishna Prema, is growing. But when the creepers, with the help of the tree growing, the flowers and the leaves, they are not embracing the tree. Only the creeper is embracing, isn't it? Only the creeper is embracing the tree. But the flowers and leaves, they are outer side. And they are looking so nice when the creeper is growing. Why? The creeper itself is getting bliss by embracing the love tree, the tree, embracing the tree, she is getting blessed. And these products of that creeper, this patra, and the associates of this creeper is patra and puspa, they are getting much more bliss by when the creeper is embracing the tree. From that they are getting more bliss. Though they themselves particularly, they are not, personally they are not embracing. So like that, when Srimati Radhika is meeting Krishna, seeing Krishna, embracing Krishna. By seeing the Radha Govinda Milana, by seeing the Radha Govinda together, the other Gopikas, the friends, they get million times more pleasure than them. So they will never ever think to meet personally, and they will think, no, no, this is the supreme perfection of our eyes. No, 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 to see not to Krishna, no. Not single Krishna, to see the double. That's the gopi, gopyaha, in the plural from all the gopikas, they are thinking different. They are thinking, they are seeing, while Krishna, Krishna is always in the mood to get Radharani next to him. And that's why he is blowing the flute, blowing the flute, kissing the flute. Through that, the sparsa, sabda, and everything throwing towards Braja Gopika, especially to Radharani. And when Krishna in Murali Badan, when Krishna is blowing the flute and thinking fully about Radharani, and Radharani by hearing that enchanting sound of that flute, becoming mad, running and seeing Krishna, glancing at Krishna, and through the looking of Radharani, through the glance of Radharani, Krishna is getting served. This is the service. Looking at Krishna is also service, darshan. The special darshan of Sri Radhika, when she is having this particular darshan of Murali Dhari, Venudhari Krishna, when Krishna holding the flute and 100% thinking of Radha at that time and blowing the flute to attract Radhika, and Radhika is fully attracted, looking at Krishna and feeling so supremely happy, so blissful. So by seeing the blissful face of Radharani, Krishna becoming more bliss, and seeing the blissful face of Venudhari Krishna, Radharani becomes million times more blissful. And when these two faces, supreme bliss, two faces, Radha Govinda Milana, all other Gopikas, they felt much more bliss than them. So this is the scene. Akhanatam phalamidam. Bayasyai, that Sri Radhika, among all her associates, is discussing, and the associates there think, yes, yes, Radhika. When Krishna blowing the flute, and when you madly running towards him, and when you in your youth, kishori, when they get attracted, enchanted and captivated and looking each other, feeling supremely bliss, when they are looking each other and blowing the flute, that vision, that Radha Govinda Drishya is the supreme perfection of the eyes. The supreme perfection of the eyes. Krishnara Jatika Khela Sarvatama Naralila Narabapu Tahara Swarupa. Venukara Natavara Natavara Kishora. That is the best form of Krishna when he is in Kishore form holding flute. This is the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is spreading this mood when he came through his mission, that how we will get bliss, supremely blissful, by making the union of Sri Radha and Krishna. Getting them together, we will get bliss. Not we will meet Krishna, no, 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 no. Get them united and I will get bliss. So in one point, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in that mood is telling, Vansiganamrutadhama Lavanyamruta Janmasthana Jena Dekhe Se Chandabadana Senayane Kibakaja Paduka Tara Munde Vaja Senayana Raheki Karana Vansiganamrutadhama Lavanyamruta Janmasthana Jena Dekhe Se Chandabadana से नयने किबा काज पड़ुक तार मुंडे वाज्र से नयन रहे कि कारण द ट्रांसलेशन ऑफ व्हाट यूज आर द आईज ऑफ वन हु डज नॉट सी द फेस ऑफ कृष्ण हु इज रिजेंबल्स द मून एंड इज द बर्थ प्लेस ऑफ ऑल द ब्यूटी and the reservoir of the nectarian songs of his flute. Oh, let a thunderbolt strike his head who does not keep such eyes. Who does keep such eyes? Who does keep... He keeping eyes but not seeing that scene. Prabhupada is saying, the moon-like face of Krishna is the reservoir of nectarian songs and the abode of his flute. It is also the root of all bodily beauty. The gopis think that if their eyes are not engaged in seeing the beautiful face of Krishna, it would be better for them to be struck by a thunderbolt, by the gopis to see anything but Krishna is uninteresting and indeed distasteful. The gopis are never pleased to see anything but Krishna. The only solace for their eyes is the beautiful moon-like face of Krishna. The worshipful object of all senses, when they cannot see the beautiful face of Krishna, they actually see everything as vacant and they desire to be struck by a thunderbolt. They do not find any reason to maintain their eyes when they are bereft of the beauty of Krishna. So, that is the mood of Gopikas, especially Radharanis. So, these gopikas, by hearing this Venu Gita, Venu Rava, so what is their feeling? Their loving sentiments and their devotional feelings, they are taking each other. Anyway, so while Sanatana Goswami was describing the Krishna Swarupa, see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describing, at that time also he is describing this particular pastime. So while Krishna with all his cowherd friends in the forest of Vrindavan, while gazing cows, and at that time when he is playing his flute, so how beautiful it is. କୃଷ୍ଣର ଯତେକ ଖେଳା ସର୍ବୋତ୍ତମ ନରଲୀଳା ନରବପୁ ତାହାର ସ୍ୱରୂପ ଗୋପବେଶ ବେଣୁକର ନବକିଶୋର ନଟବର ନରଲୀଳାର ହେ ଅନୁରୂପ। କୃଷ୍ଣର ମଧୁର ରୂପ ଶୁଣ ସନାତନ, ଯେ ରୂପରେ ଏକ କ୍ଷଣ ଡୁବାଏ ତ୍ରିଭୁବନ, ସର୍ବପାଣି କରେ ଆକର୍ଷଣ। ମାଇ ଡିଅର ସନାତନ, ଦି ସ୍ୱିଟ ଆଟ୍ରାକ୍ଟିଭ ଟ୍ରାନ୍ସେଣ୍ଡେଣ୍ଟାଲ ଫର୍ମ ଅଫ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଇଜ୍ ସୋ ନାଇସ୍, ଜଷ୍ଟ ଟ୍ରାଏ ଟୁ ଅଣ୍ଡରଷ୍ଟାଣ୍ଡ ଇଟ୍। ଇଭିନ୍ ଏ ଫ୍ରାକ୍ସନାଲ ଅଣ୍ଡରଷ୍ଟାଣ୍ଡିଂ ଅଫ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣସ୍ ବ୍ୟୁଟି କ୍ୟାନ୍ ମର୍ଜ ଅଲ୍ ଥ୍ରୀ ୱାର୍ଲ୍ଡସ୍ ଇନ୍ ଦି ଓସେନ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଲଭ୍। ହି ଆଟ୍ରାକ୍ଟସ୍ ଅଲ୍ ଲିଭିଂ ଏଣ୍ଟିଟିଜ୍ ୱିଦ୍ ଇନ୍ ଦି ଥ୍ରୀ ୱାର୍ଲ୍ଡସ୍। ଦି ୱଣ୍ଡରଫୁଲ୍ ଫର୍ମ ଅଫ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଇନ୍ ହିଜ୍ ପର୍ସନାଲ ଫିଚର ଇଜ୍ ସୋ ଗ୍ରେଟ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଇଟ୍ ଆଟ୍ରାକ୍ଟସ୍ ଇଭିନ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଟୁ ଟେଷ୍ଟ ହିଜ୍ ଓନ୍ ଆସୋସିଏସନ୍। ଇଣ୍ଡିଡ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ ବିକମ୍ସ ଭେରି ଇଗର୍ ଟୁ ଟେଷ୍ଟ ଇଟ୍। ଟୋଟାଲ୍ ବ୍ୟୁଟି, ନଲେଜ, ୱେଲ୍ଥ, ଷ୍ଟ୍ରେଙ୍ଗଥ, ଫେମ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ରିନାଉନ୍ସିଏସନ୍ ଆର୍ ଦି ସିକ୍ସ ଅପ୍ଲିଏନ୍ସ ଅଫ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ। ହି ଇଜ୍ ଇଟର୍ନାଲି ସିଚୁଏଟେଡ୍ ଇନ୍ ହିଜ୍ ଅପ୍ଲିଏନ୍ସେସ୍। ଭୂଷଣର ଭୂଷଣ ଅଙ୍ଗ ତାହିଁ ଲିଖିତ ତ୍ରିଭଙ୍ଗ, ତାହିଁ ଲଳିତ ତ୍ରିଭଙ୍ଗ, ତାହାର ଉପରେ ଭୃଧନୁ ନର୍ତ୍ତନ, ତେରେ ଛେ ନେତ୍ରାନ୍ତ ବାଣ କଟାକ୍ଷ ବାଣ, ତାର ଦୃଢ଼ ସନ୍ଧାନ ବିନ୍ଧେ ରାଧା ଗୋପୀ ଗଣମନ। ଅର୍ଣ୍ଣାମେଣ୍ଟସ୍ କ୍ରାସେସ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ବଡ଼ି, ବଟ୍ ଦି ଟ୍ରାନ୍ସେଣ୍ଡେଣ୍ଟାଲ ବଡ଼ି ଅଫ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଇଜ୍ ସୋ ବ୍ୟୁଟିଫୁଲ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଇଟ୍ ବ୍ୟୁଟିଫାଇଜ୍ ଦି ଅର୍ଣ୍ଣାମେଣ୍ଟସ୍ ଅଫ୍ ହି ୱିୟର୍ସ। ଦେୟାରଫୋର୍ କୃଷ୍ଣସ୍ ବଡ଼ି ଇଜ୍ ସେଡ୍ ଟୁ ବି ଦି ଅର୍ଣ୍ଣାମେଣ୍ଟ ଅଫ୍ ଅର୍ଣ୍ଣାମେଣ୍ଟସ୍। ଏନ୍ଚାଣ୍ଟିଂ ଦି ୱଣ୍ଡରଫୁଲ୍ ବ୍ୟୁଟି ଅଫ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଇଜ୍ ହିଜ୍ ଥ୍ରୀ କର୍ଭଡ୍ ଷ୍ଟାଇଲ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଷ୍ଟାଣ୍ଡିଂ ଏବଭ୍ ଅଲ୍ ଦିଜ୍ ବ୍ୟୁଟିଫୁଲ୍ ଫିଚର୍ସ। କୃଷ୍ଣସ୍ ଆଇଜ୍ ଡ୍ୟାନ୍ସ ଆଣ୍ଡ ମୁଭ୍ ଓବ୍ଲିକ୍ଲି, ଆକ୍ଟିଂ ଲାଇକ୍ ଆରୋସ୍ ଟୁ ପିୟର୍ସ ଦି ମାଇଣ୍ଡସ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଶ୍ରୀମତୀ ରାଧାରାଣୀ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଦି ଗୋପିସ୍। ହ୍ୱେନ୍ ଦି ଆରୋସ୍ ସକ୍ସିଡ୍ସ ଇନ୍ ହିଟିଂ ଇଟ୍ସ ଟାର୍ଗେଟ୍, ଦେୟାର ମାଇଣ୍ଡସ୍ ବିକମ୍ ଏଜିଟେଟେଡ୍। ସୋ ଅକ୍ଷଣତାଂ ଫଳବିଦଂ ନପର ବିଦାମ ସଖ୍ୟ ପଶୁନ୍ ବିବିଷୟତୁର୍ ବୟସ୍ୟ ବକ୍ତ୍ରଂ ବ୍ରଜେଶ ସୁତୟୋର୍ ଅନୁବେଣ ଜୁଷ୍ଟଂ। ସୋ ହେନ୍ ଦିସ୍ ଗୋପିକା ରାଧାରାଣୀ, ଅଲ୍ ଦିସ୍ ଗୋପିକା ଦେ ସ୍ପିକ୍ ଇଚ୍ ଅଦର୍, ଦେ ଡିସ୍କସ୍ ଇଚ୍ ଅଦର୍, ଦିସ୍ ଓକେ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଦି ସୁପ୍ରିମ୍ ଅବଜେକ୍ଟ ଅଫ୍ ଆୱାର୍ ଭିଜନ୍, ଅଦରୱାଇଜ୍ ଦିସ୍ ୟୁଜ୍ଲେସ୍ ଆୱାର୍ ଇଜ୍ ନା ୟେସ୍। But we are girls, we are staying in the house. Best we can see from distance, we can hear the sound, we can see. But how we can embrace and how we can kiss, how can do that? That is not possible for us. So then they say, Are Baba, that is also possible. How it can possible? So that's why this word is given here. ୟର୍ବା ନିପୀତ ଅନୁରକ୍ତ କଟାକ୍ଷ ମୋକ୍ଷମ୍, ଦିସ୍ ଅନୁରକ୍ତ କଟାକ୍ଷ ମୋକ୍ଷମ୍, ଇଫ୍ ୟୁ ଜଷ୍ଟ ଗେଟ୍ ଆଟ୍ରାକ୍ଟେଡ୍ ବାଇ ଦି ସାଉଣ୍ଡ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଭି ଗୋ ଟୁ ସି ହିମ୍, ସୋ ହ୍ୱେନ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ ୱିଲ୍ ସି ୟୁ, ହି ଇଜ୍ ସିଇଙ୍ଗ ଇଜ୍ ଡିଫରେଣ୍ଟ, ହି ସିଇଙ୍ଗ ଇଜ୍ ନଟ୍ ସିଇଙ୍ଗ ଦିସ୍ ଫାୟରିଂ ଇଜ୍ ବୁଲେଟ୍, The side glance of Krishna is piercing to the heart. Anurakta katakhya vanam. This vana, katakhya vana. By that, you will forget everything. You will become shameless. You will become out of control. You will become mad. And you will do everything without considering anything. So who you are saying, how we can mix and associate? Everything you will do. Because that vana, that anurakta katakhya vana is so powerful, you can bolt out on the spot. You will be bolt out on the spot. That is the katakhya vana, anurakta katakhya vana. And you people are wickets, and Krishna will bolt you out by his side glance. That is katakhya vana. So, Nipitar Anurakta Yerba. So that is from Krishna's side. Krishna will play the flute and you are getting enchanted, captivated and coming and thinking and how to. So by that, if you just take one step out, that's it. So by his side glance, by his katakhya vana, other things he will make possible. What is impossible for you, that will be possible by his long side glance. That is the power of the anurakta katakhya vana. So, all this discussion now, the gopikas, their internal discussion, the gopi uchuhu, till text 19, this Venugitam. Actually, in the previous verse it says iti venurabang rajan. Venurabang, those who can understand little Sanskrit, they can understand. This is not spoken by Sukadev Goswami. This verse is spoken by iti venurabam. This is the sound of venu. This verse is spoken by the flute itself. Iti venurabam rajan. Sukadev Goswami, rajan, this is not me. This, who is speaking? This Venu is speaking. They are all Chinmaya. They can do anything. Iti Venu Ravam Rajan. What is that Venu? Hari Baba Sarva Bhuta Manohara. That Venu is not ordinary Venu. It's Krishna's flute. That Sarva Bhuta Manohara. So that particular verse, 10th canto, chapter 21, text 6, is not spoken by Sukadeva Goswami. He's just relating it. This verse is spoken by Venu. That's why he's saying, iti Venu Rabam. Iti Rava of Rav means sound of Venu. This is spoken by Venu. Venu is saying, and by seeing this, Gopikas and the Gopikas are saying, that's Venu and Gopika, their discussion is going on. Their discussion is going on at that level. So that's why iti means that is the end. What is the end? And when Gopikas heard the sound of flute, they became so much ecstatic. They become so much attracted. They can't control themselves. They come out, and there's so much love and devotion and emotion. Nainangalada Sudharaya Badam. They get choked and they almost in Murchita Vastha. Somehow or other, in that moment, Venu tried speaking. Hey, what is going on there? What are you doing? When Venu, Sarvabhut Manohara Venu, started speaking, then Gopikas get their senses. They are all speaking. See, this is Akhanatam Phalamidam. So there is Gopikas. They are discussing this Venuraba. What is the mood of Venu? What is the tuckings of Venu? And they are discussing, the Gopis are discussing among each other. So these are totally the internal loving emotional feelings of Gopikas, especially Radharani's. And they are just like I told you, the Radhikas and Chandravalis, their desire is something else. And all their associates, that's a Gopi plural, their thinking, their objects also something else. Both are similar. They are thinking how to meet Krishna. They are saying how to get them together. They both should meet each other. So here, Krishna and Radha, and in between, Venu and Gopikas. So these, they are the players in the, when Krishna is coming in a beautiful decorating form, Barha Pidang Natavarvapu Karanayo Karnikar, in that form, when he is entering to the forest of Braja, at that time what is happening, when he is playing his flute. So these are these very, very supremely loving, devotional, emotional sentiments described here. So we can just like the honey bottle is fully packed and we can't open it out. So we are licking outside the bottle. So like that we are discussing and enjoying, it's like that. We don't have capacity to open it and taste inside. Hare Krishna. Any question or comment? Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thanks for so blissful lecture. And as you said in the early part of lecture, that this is the only way to get this bliss is to surrender this Gopikas and surrender this Radhika, Shrimati Radharani. So can you explain it, like how we can take shelter of this Gopikas and this Shrimati Radharani?
Very nice question. He said, how we will take shelter of the and get the mercy from them? By following the footsteps of Guru and Acharya, by following our sadhana, if you slowly progress, by that our Gaudiya bhajan parampara is heading towards that part only. How you can surrender fully towards the Radha Govinda Sicharan, Gopikas, it. That's the Raga Marga Bhakti, okay? Just follow it as it is. Yes.
Hare Krishna, thank you for this. Maharaj, in this Venu Gita, another shloka is there, Hantayam Abla, that glories of Govardhan.
Yeah.
That is also said to be spoken by Shrimati Radharani.
Yeah, of course.
Achha, and this also.
The whole thing is spoken by Radharani only.
Maharaj, in the purport it is said that different gopis, they speak different.
Different gopis, they are discussing. Among gopis, she is speaking, so Gopya Uchu, together they are speaking. Some particular verses by Radharani, some others like that. Yes, hear it.
Hare Krishna Maharaji, thank you for such a nourishing lecture. Maharaji, my question is, you said the gopis were particularly targeting Krishna and not Balaram. Mm-hmm. But there are gopis of Balaram also, no?
Mm-hmm. So Balaram's gopis for Balaram, but Krishna is famous for flute player. He is Vansidhari. Balaram is Gadadhari. Sometimes he can hold flute also. But these gopikas are for Krishna's. Yes.
Krishna. Thank you.
Yes.
Turn the mic. Please. Pass it.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj, just like you mentioned that these gopis were Krishna's and they were attracted by the flute, and you also mentioned about Suta Yor. They were mentioning about two sons.
Yeah.
So what is the significance of mentioning Lord Balaram in this verse?
Because they are feeling same. How can they speak out that their love is only for Krishna? So no other should not know that. Nobody should know that. To keep that intact. So they are saying Suta Yoho. That both Rama and Krishna. But actually their target is Krishna. So to protect them, they are feeling. So they are taking this plural name. Okay? Yes.
Hare I have one funny question. From this verse, it appears that Krishna's face is another way of prasad. Krishna's face is another way of prasad. So, what is the content of this prasad? When we keep glancing, what is the content? When do we get satisfied by this prasad?
That prasad you will get only if you will follow the footsteps of acharyas, do your sadhana, purify totally in and out, then only you will be able to get it. Not in this condition stage. Okay? Yes. Hare Krishna. Granthara Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki Samvet Bhakta Vrinda ki.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna.